Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. We continue our focus of praying for cities. Today, we're going to be praying about the city's name, its meaning, its motto, and its vision. What is the meaning of the name of your city? Try looking it up. Someone or people decided to identify your city for a specific reason. Many are tied to its history and events, its resources and environment, or its location nearby other communities. What is your city's name tied to? And how does that affect its overall health? Most cities have a motto and or a vision that they collaborate on to promote future projections. What's the motto and vision of your city? Is it meeting up to it? Is it meeting up to its motto, its vision? Why or why not? In the Bible, the names of cities and their meanings were important. Example, Zion, city of God. Pergamum, where Satan's throne is. Tekoa, city of wisdom. Tyre, city of unjust trade. Gaza, originally a Philistine city meaning strong or stronghold. We pray these characteristics, the actual name of the name of the city, its motto and its vision, align with God's will for our cities. And even if the name of our city starts with a negative connotation, let's learn from Jabez, which meant sorrow or pain, because his mom had a lot of pain when she had him. But in 1 Chronicles 4, 9 through 10, he prayed, and may we pray accordingly. Oh, that you would bless me indeed, O Lord, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So, Father God, we thank you that you granted Jabez his request. We pray, like Jabez, for our communities, for every city, small or large, less than 500 or greater than 200,000, which is the range in which we have. We pray that even if they have a name that is good or evil or with a negative connotation, that you would enlarge our territories. Increase the number of people that know your name intimately, personally, and as on fire for you. That your hand, O God, would be on our cities. That you would keep our cities from evil, not causing its pain or hardship. That we would not see more criminal activity, but a decrease. That we would see people's lives changed and transformed by the gospel. That people in the cities would speak well of it and not negative. That they wouldn't complain, but they would address their concerns appropriately. They would find solutions and not just be part of the problems. We pray, Father, just like Jabez, that you most of all would grant us our requests. In Jesus' name.